1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization joins us. Ms. Dooley is the president, along with her husband, who is the recording secretary. She joins us from Western Estates this evening. I saw, Bobby, first of all, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil. And Steve wanted to also mention to you that he heard the, or I should say he read the piece that you did for the Los Angeles Times. He was very impressed.
Thank you. I want to ask both of you guys, I saw where young girls are being searched at schools for inappropriate clothing, and there are an awful lot of parents that are just down on this, and I know you're dealing with this in your school district, and how you're dealing with it, I think, is probably the subject matter we want to get into.
Well, Phil, not to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
We have been seeing more and more parents allowing their young girls in the 13 to 17-year-old age range to wear inappropriate clothing to school.
Give us all an example of what that is.
The most obvious example, of course, is the clearly visible thong underwear that will ride up the back from the jeans or from a short skirt. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have. It's like a little bit of a fashion statement these days for young girls.
Well, first of all, it's not appropriate for young girls to wear this to school. I don't think a lot of women can pull the look off as far as fashion goes. So we have on one hand young girls that are wearing this look to school, which is totally unacceptable. And we also have their mothers, older women or younger women, making themselves look a little ridiculous trying to emulate this look. And I said so at our PTO meeting.
Now, that was your first PTO meeting this year, right?
Yes, it was.
So we have two different issues here. The inappropriateness of wearing this at school for girls, and the fact that older women, you say it looks a little ridiculous?
Unless you can pull it off. Steve and I work out quite a bit. I've gone from yoga to Pilates to back to yoga. I do some weight training. I watch what I eat. And it happens that in my case, and in a select few other cases, I can pull it off.
You can wear the thong underwear, like, visible?
Yeah, it's a fashion statement where you pull the thong up high, and so a man or people can see your thong underwear. And if you can pull it off, what we are very concerned about, here's what my husband really wanted to say, and I related this at the PTO meeting. If you are a mother of one of these girls, and you want to wear the thong up out of your jeans or whatever, no one can stop you from looking a little pathetic and a little bit foolish, unless, of course, you can pull it off. But your daughter's wearing this visible thong is unacceptable. And we have made that statement. And
now, the parents were wrestling with what to do about it because many parents don't want school personnel physically searching their daughters or handling their children. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And we talked about it, and we were a little bit of at a logger jam when Steve asked the question, why couldn't a non-teacher and also a non-parent, but someone involved with the school, do it? Because you want to be able to rely on the parents to exercise good judgment, and unfortunately that's a pipe dream, Phil, in a lot of cases. And I certainly understand the reluctance to have some school official do it. Our suggestion was a simple one, and one that we have given a trial run to. I am the president of our parent-teacher organization. I am not a teacher. I do have children in the school, but they are boys, so I'm not personally connected. I have been on campus the last 4 days at the student entrance in the parking lot, and I am doing a cursory check at the girls myself. And I think.
All right, now that could be explosive, though, too.
Why do you feel that way? I'm curious, because we've had a great success.
Well, you're not a school official. And I know a lot of parents don't want school officials checking their daughters to see if they're wearing appropriate underclothing. You're not a parent of one of the girls, you're a parent of a boy, but you're still kind of an outsider, and, you know, checking the girls' clothing.
Well, a lot of the people that are upset about it or complaining about it, they don't like the fact that, I suppose, I can pull the look off myself. A lot of these mothers are sort of living vicariously through their daughters. And all we're doing is simply taking a look at the back of the slack of the skirt to see if there is a thong underwear riding up. And I do ask the girls to lift their skirts to ascertain if they're wearing underwear. And we also want to make sure the girls are wearing a slip or something appropriate.
And you have received complaints?
We have not received as many complaints as we thought we would, no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization to try to offset a problem of school officials searching girls to make sure they're wearing appropriate underwear. She's a parent, and she's doing it. You call this on a volunteer basis, right?
Absolutely so. We are not paid by the school district. This is entirely volunteer on the part of my husband and myself. And believe me when I tell you, it's the least intrusive and ultimately the least legally risky thing that you can do.
As the president of the parent-teacher organization, I know you have duties and responsibilities pertaining to the school, but doing clothing inspection, isn't that a little bit unusual?
It is very unusual, Phil, but unfortunately we live in a world where if a teacher does it, the school is sued. The parents often let their daughters out of the house looking like, you know, these women on The Bachelor or one of these shows. Everything hanging out, so you can't rely on them. How then do you stop these girls from wearing this inappropriate thong underwear? We can do it, and as the president, I can do these inspections, and people aren't going to get upset. I talked with one mother who called me after I found that her daughter had come to school without any underwear on. And she said, Bobby, I want to thank you. I've got a very hard time keeping my daughter in line, and I'm glad you're a parent that can do this.
Can I ask you, without getting too graphic, you're not a teacher. You are just a parent who shows up at the school. You're checking the girls to see that they're not wearing inappropriate thong underwear, or at least that they're wearing appropriate underwear. How do you do this?
This is done near the student entrance from the parking lot. The girls' lavatory is there. We do it in privacy. I do not touch the girls at all. As a matter of fact, I use a ruler, which is just a regular 12-inch ruler, and I will ask the girl, if I notice that a girl's wearing thong underwear, I will then tell her that she needs to go home and change that. If not, then I will lift the skirt with the ruler. If I don't see a slip, then I will lift the skirt up to see if there's underwear. And we have been doing this.
Now, you said we. You and...
Myself and my husband, Steve.
And your husband is present when you're lifting up these girls' skirts to see if they're wearing underwear.
You know something, Phil? I can hear it in your voice, and I really want to...
Well, I want to ask you right away. Do you think it's appropriate that a man... First of all, I don't know that it's appropriate that you're doing it. Secondly...
Well, I can tell you it's entirely appropriate. I wouldn't want you to get over your head legally here. I am the president of the parent-teacher organization. I'm using a regular ruler that is found in school. I'm lifting the hem of the skirt as far up as I have to see if the girl has underwear on.
And well, but your husband's there. Now, how appropriate is that?
My husband is a father. He is a taxpayer. He is the recording secretary of our parent-teacher organization. Men are involved in all kinds of work. This is very non-sexual. This is protecting our children and our schools.
And all right, I got to tell you, Ms. Dooley, and this is just, you're going to hear this from parents. I'm a father. I've got a 12-year-old. Actually, my daughter just turned 13. If a mother is there from the school checking to see if girls are wearing underwear, maybe that's one thing, but she's standing there with her husband.
That's because you have been trained in a society that regrettably believes that every man who is trying to help a young girl dress appropriately or behave appropriately or be a good student, he is suddenly a pervert.
I'd like to jump in if I could, Mr. This is Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
I'm not a sexual man. I'm just trying to make sure they're wearing underwear is all.
Steve is there as the recording secretary. Really, Phil, at the root of this problem are all of these women who are parents of these girls. The thong look is something that either you can pull it off or you can't. There are some women who are very heavy, and they try to wear a thong up over their jeans. They look pathetic. I happen to wear it.
Now, that's another thing. How can you say to a girl who's walking into school with her thong underwear visible over her jeans or skirt, how can you say you got to go home and change that while you're wearing the exact same thing?
I'll tell you how, Phil. When I was a little girl, my mother used to say something that I'll never forget. She used to say to me, do as I say, not as I do.
And boy, that's so true.
That is something that has been lost in the ages, Phil, something that parents don't do. Do as I say, not as I do. I'm not there to have a discussion with them.
But what is the message when you're wearing the thong underwear and you're telling the girls to go home? because they're wearing it. And on top of that, what's the message of you checking to see if they're wearing underwear with a husband standing there?
You know something, Phil? Steve is simply recording information. He is not watching. He's not staring as I'm lifting the skirt up and doing my inspection. He is simply, I'm telling him the girl's name, whether she's wearing underwear or not, and this information then goes to our school board.
All right, Bobby Dooley with us, and Bobby, just so people know, you are not a teacher. You're just a member of the parent-teacher organization, and you are checking to see if girls are wearing underwear before they go into school. This is a problem that's happening across the country. How do you check to see if girls are wearing appropriate underclothing? If they're wearing thong underwear and it's riding up over their skirt or their jeans, is that appropriate? At this school, it's not. But no teacher wants to do the inspection. The school doesn't want to do it. Ms. Dooley has taken on the opportunity, or the opportunity, the job of doing it because she's a parent. She is taking girls aside where she sees they're wearing thong underwear, or she doesn't think they're wearing underwear. She's lifting their skirt and inspecting. Now, she is a female. She doesn't have a daughter in the school. She's got three sons. All in still. And not only that, but she's wearing a thong underwear herself, I think she said. 1-800-449-8686. If your daughter goes to school wearing inappropriate underwear, is it okay with you if another parent checks to make sure she's wearing the right kind of underwear? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large parent assuming...
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about girls going to high school these days or middle school wearing inappropriate clothing, underwear specifically. I know in San Diego they there was a whole furor over teachers checking to see if the girls were wearing thong underwear.
Absolutely, Phil, and that's why we took the step that we did at Western Estates, because they don't want teachers involved in this kind of thing. And the parents who allow their children to go to school dressed this way leave us no choice but to have to do an on-site inspection. And they leave me no choice but, as the president of the parent-teacher organization, to do it. And you asked a very good question. You say, I am wearing thong underwear. Yes, I am. I can pull the look off. I do take care of myself. But it is not appropriate for young girls. I don't even think it's appropriate for women my age, unless you can pull the look off, that's all.
Pulling the look off, meaning?
Meaning you look good with the thong riding up, and you've got the figure for it. But it's entirely inappropriate for young girls.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And Ms. Dooley, just to be clear, you are checking to see if these girls are wearing underwear by lifting the hems of their skirts with a ruler or yardstick with your husband present.
My husband is not... I want to be very clear about something, because you've alluded to this, and I think you're alluding to it in a very slanderous way.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm trying to get the facts.
No, you are, Phil. My husband is not ogling these girls. He stands with his back to the girls. He has a notepad. He has the names of the different girls, whether they have underwear on, whether they don't, what kind of underwear, and so on. This information then goes to the school board.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization.
Yes, well, just to let you know that in high school I wore thong underwear.
And
I didn't wear it because I didn't, it was to be sexy or anything. I wore it because I liked the way that it fit. As a parent, it is my position and mine only to know whether my child wears underwear. Is not anybody else's place.
Well, it's not appropriate for them to wear it to high school.
Well, that's for me to decide, not for some parent,
not for somebody else to sit there and decide
and to lift my daughter's skirt to see if she's wearing underwear.
Well,
if she's not, that is something that I need to deal with, not you.
But Stephanie, if you're not taking responsibility for your daughter, society has to. And so we have
well, that
to...
is not something for you to decide.
Well,
that is something for me to figure out and not you.
Well, unfortunately, the schools do have dress codes and many
and that
of them,
is drawing very finely line on the line of sexual harassment and for your husband to be in there.
Excuse me, sexual harassment? What are you referring to? I am checking so that mothers like yourself who send their daughters off to school not wearing underwear or wearing adult-style underwear are not going into a school, a place of learning, wearing it. My husband is there because there is a shortage of concerned parents.
Well, who else is going to know whether they are or not?
You know
they're
something?
Not. You don't test and nobody knows and nobody gets hurt.
Well, think about it. You're a woman. I'm a woman. I mean, do I have to spell it out for you? There are times when you can certainly tell if a young lady is not wearing. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, what do you say?
Well, I don't even know what to say to her.
And
who's going to know? She crosses her legs. Suppose the young lady is one of low morals, and there's a male teacher that she happens to fancy, and she decides to take the front seat in the classroom and lift her ankle up to scratch her leg, and she knows what she's doing.
Well, you can do that without underwear and send the same message.
No, I don't think so.
I think
without... Oh, really? Well, maybe...
Yes.
You know... It's taking all of my willpower not to say the following. Do you give your daughter lessons in that?
And okay, that goes over the line.
Well, she's not.
Yes,
making,
it does.
No, she's not.
Yes,
making,
it does.
She's not making any sense. In fact,
I am
you
making
know,
sense. I'm
you know what I'm
sense
saying.
You don't agree with.
You
and
know
that's
what
why
I'm saying
upset.
Is. Well, Stephanie, you send your daughter off to school without underwear on, and when people start to complain of the smell, then you.
Now that also goes over the line. What do you mean, complain of the smell? Are we talking about a hygiene problem?
She knows what I'm talking about.
Whether you wear underwear
she's
or not,
being,
does
she's
not
being,
control
she's
that.
Being, she's being quiet because she knows that I'm
no,
I'm making
whether
a good
you
point.
Do or not does not control
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And
no.
What about a thong? A thong
mm-hmm.
is wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not appropriate. Okay, it's not a strip.
Why is it
bar.
Not appropriate?
Well, I don't know.
It covers up. It does the same thing.
It's gross. On
why
certain
is it gross?
Women, it's gross.
You yourself said that you wore them. So
I wear them
you
because
call yourself
I, can
gross?
Pull it, I can pull it off.
What
oh.
are you trying to pull off?
Your
you're
tongue.
Wearing them outside your pants?
No, the fact that I have the figure for it. Thank you.
All right,
I'm
Stephanie,
not saying, I'm not talking
Stephanie,
about girls wearing...
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. Chris, go
Hello?
Ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm a father of five children, two of which are girls. And this lady is a very opinionated, self-centered, self-appointed, I don't know why.
Well, who's going
this
to
is
do
America.
It if I don't?
Let me talk.
Well, who's going
this
to do it
This is America.
It
We're currently fighting a war for our freedom. Freedom of choice, freedom of this. And who in God's name appointed you to tell me how to raise my children, or what my children can and cannot wear, what's appropriate for my children to wear or not wear, and who do you think you are
well, I don't
with
know
your husband?
You
let
are
me finish.
Sending your daughter
let
out dressed like a stripper.
Let me finish.
And
that's
don't talk
opinion.
To me like you're my husband, because you're not. You won't
well,
speak
maybe
to me.
Maybe you husband should talk to
you
more
know,
like that.
You won't speak
if you
to me
had
that
you
way.
Accepted my daughter
mm-hmm.
with your husband
mm-hmm.
in there,
mm-hmm.
you would find yourself with a lawsuit as well as under arrest.
What
that
are you
is
going
invasion
to...
of privacy,
I can't...
that there is no school in America
all
that
we're
is going
doing
to
is lifting
that.
The girl's skirt up to check
that's
to see
right.
if there's underwear on.
Who the heck
on.
Are you to be checking my daughter?
We have to do it. The girls
no.
are not allowed to go into school without underwear, wearing a thong, wearing crotchless panties. All of this is completely over the line. Now,
and
we have the girls...
Does so in the dress code?
They are in a stall. It is private. They
does
bend over...
Does it say so in the dress code,
it,
first
in
of
the,
all?
In the state of California. Now, maybe where you live, they let girls dress as hookers when they go to high school.
That's
not
not a matter
here.
Of the hooker.
And
that,
well,
that's
all right, look, what do you call being dressed as a hooker? I mean, no one...
We are helping to reduce the risk of rape, okay? I didn't want to say it, but there it is.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man, or... I mean,
you
that
are
is
insane.
Absolutely the case. These girls go dressed like $15 sluts.
Well, then
now,
I guess
I didn't want to have to say.
Though, since you're wearing thong underwear,
well, you know something? I'm an adult woman. I know what I'm doing. These are girls.
Yes.
And
so
I have to protect them, especially from fathers like you who are fathers in name only.
Oh, so
wow.
now you're in name
wow.
only. What are you
wow.
insane? I got
all
five
right,
children
oh.
I raised, and I am there for
why
them on a continuous
look at,
basis.
Why don't you soak a sack in kerosene and stick it in?
Phil Henry Show will be back with Bobby Dooley, who is checking girls to make sure they're wearing underwear at the high school. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Ms. Dooley, you said that girls, high school girls, should not be wearing thong underwear to school or going to school without underwear so that they won't get raped.
No, I did not say that, Phil.
Yeah, well, you did. You said that it, to prevent rape.
I said it is, and it could be an inducement to sexual assault, yes. Let me tell you something, Phil. I don't know who these people are that work at the school. You have young girls there wearing thong underwear, and I've talked to at least two parents this evening on your program who think it's just wonderful to send their daughters out dressed as if they should be wrapped around a pole in the middle of some lounge at 1 o'clock on the Vegas Strip. I think it is entirely inappropriate. You have people.
Well, what people are you talking about?
The school board members. I don't know. You know, the school lets out at 3 o'clock. The girls hang around using the library. You have one of the school board members leaving the district office. He gets an idea after he sees that she's got a thong on. The janitor.
You've got a member of the school board or the janitor wanting to rape some girl wearing a thong underwear, and that gives you the right to go lift up her skirt and check to see what kind of underwear she's wearing with your husband present. Even though...
I said he has his back to us.
Even though he's got his back turned. He's taking notes. 1-800-449-8686. Moving on to another phone call here. We got Marilyn. Marilyn, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask her a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask her a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would get as advocate mm-hmm. as you are... Let me so rude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As advocate as you are about the girls wearing under clothes.
How am I being rude?
As the boys
mm-hmm.
with their pants hanging down, their butts
mm-hmm.
hanging out.
Oh,
how are you
innocent.
With that?
That is so innocent.
No, that's not innocent.
Excuse me.
You know what that means?
Well, you know
it means in prison, it means
mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm ready in prison. That's what it means in prison.
Are you saying to me then?
No, what I'm saying to you
is you get down the street with
you're excited about the boys' pants and how their pants is down below their behinds
mm-hmm.
and hanging out
mm-hmm.
and wearing no belts on,
mm-hmm.
on their bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boys, first of all, are not going to be raped by you, Marilyn, or me, okay? I think you and I are...
Excuse me, have you been in prison?
Have you?
No.
Oh, my God. You seem
I
to know
what
so much
in prison.
Oh, my God. You seem to know so much about it.
They're pretty regular.
How do you know that means that in prison? Do you have a son there?
No, I know. You know I know.
Really,
that
wasn't
about
necessary.
It, okay.
That wasn't necessary.
Well, I'm just asking. Do you have a relative in prison?
Yeah, one in prison.
Do you have a? Do you have yellow
you
fever
so
in prison?
You were so right to say you have the right body for a thong. What do you know?
Marilyn, I can pull the look off. Because I've been told I've got a very nice figure.
You know what I mean? So what? Big
I can pull it off. Now, the question that I'm asking you is this. Do you really think that the school janitor is going to want to rape a boy?
And your husband, and your husband's watching, too?
He helps me.
What gives? He helps you.
Yes.
There's no women in sight anywhere to be used?
I am there. I am there.
And you're not going to put this down for yourself. You think you're better than the girls are.
No, I do not. I'm simply saying,
yeah,
Marilyn,
you do.
Well, are you a mother? Are you a grandmother?
I'm a mother, yes, of two girls.
I'm sure you understand that young girls can't go to school.
I'm a mother of two girls, understand? Two girls.
Look, Marilyn, all I'm saying...
You're for women now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't allow them to vote that way at all.
Well, good.
Excuse me, it's their choice also.
Well, not as a high school student. No, it is not their choice. Now, you know as well as I... Look at Marilyn, if they were your daughters, all I would do is take the ruler, lift the skirt up, check the
look. Is your husband standing there?
Yes, he's taking
is
notes.
Is he a saint?
Is he what?
A pope or a saint?
He's a married man.
Big deal. I mean, married man.
You know, Marilyn, I think it's very curious that you know all about prison and all about men that are unfaithful to their wives. I am a married woman.
So what? You under the girls' clothes also.
I know you're African-American, and I know a lot of your anger is informed by your race. Were I to lift up your daughter's skirt, I'm sure there's a lot of,
you've
got to take the long way around.
You know what I'm saying?
But,
well, your anger's going to come from yours, too, here. So don't forget them. Raise your right still here.
Wait a minute. I know who this, oh, my God. Is this Marilyn McCoo?
No, it's not.
Oh, no. I was a big fan of yours. Oh, my God, Steve.
Wait a minute. Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension?
Yes. Isn't this Marilyn McCoo?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is.
You're faking here.
No, so, darling.
I'm Marilyn McCoo.
I talked to Marilyn McCoo 10 years ago in Las Vegas. I swear this is Marilyn McCoo.
I guess you figure out black sound a lot like right.
You hosted on Solid Gold.
I'm not Marilyn McCoo.
Can't you sing that song? One less bell
you got
to
one,
answer.
You got one lap mind, too. And
you know, Marilyn, I'll tell you this much. If I were to lift your daughter's skirt up with a ruler, I would
be in jail.
Phil, it sounds
you
like...
You would be in jail.
Can I ask you a question? If I were to lift up your daughter's skirt, would I need a forklift?
I said,
I'm
you would
kidding.
Be in jail.
All right, I think the lady's made her point. You'd be in jail. I think that the
You'd
legality...
Be in jail, honey.
The legality of this is in question, Bobby. And your husband there, even though his back's turned, okay...
He is taking down notes. He's looking intently at a clipboard. On the clipboard are the
and
names
there,
of the girls.
No, women do that?
Not are there women other women that? That can do that? Well, I haven't talked to any tonight. Are you volunteering?
Where are you at?
Where am I at?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sort of in between conservative and
no, I mean,
and
where
liberal
are you
right
living
now.
At?
Oh, where I'm living. I'm in California.
Where are you at? All right, look at Meryl. I got to take a run. Thank you very much.
I'll bet if I lifted your daughter's skirt, I'd see 200 pounds of cheesecake. And you know...
All right, that is unnecessary.
Well, she started it.
You liar.
You know, Marilyn McCoo, I just...
Will you get off the Marilyn McCoo kick? Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension is calling in from Columbia, Missouri to talk about lifting up her daughter's skirt. Is that it?
I don't know, Phil. I don't do a talk show. I'm a mother, and I'm a concerned parent, and I am very concerned about what's happening in our schools. Our daughters are at risk. If we don't exercise some kind of parental supervision in the way they dress, we do put them at risk for sexual assault, and we do put them at risk for certain teachers getting the wrong idea. You take a girl who goes to school not wearing underwear. She sees a teacher that she likes or she's interested in, and she decides to scratch the back of her ankle using her head. Now then, the teacher is going to obviously...
You don't have to paint a picture, I understand. Kim, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Kim, go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Listening to the show tonight, it makes me so thankful that it is legal to homeschool my children. And I have done so for the past 15 years.
That is so hippie.
Let me tell you, it is people.
You know, that is so 80s.
I am so afraid of people like you. If you lifted up my daughter's skirt, and you being a woman, I don't even care, you would be prosecuted. I would so sue you for one and hope to God.
Oh, my God. Do you think I'd rape your daughter? You think another woman would treat another woman?
No, no, no. You are violating my child.
Oh, my God.
You are violating my child.
We are checking to see if the girl is wearing appropriate underwear, something that isn't backless or crotchless.
That is not your job.
You know how girls are, Kim.
That is not your job. No, you are wrong to think that all girls are that way.
Well, not all girls, but I'm saying some girls will get a crush on a boy, and they decide to go out and do squats and all of this kind of thing.
No, that is so wrong of you to do that. You are violating a child.
And just because you're homeschooling your child...
I don't care that you're a woman. You are violating a child. You
are
doing
something that is against the law. Well, you keep saying that word, but you haven't said it.
You are doing something that is against the law.
No, it
isn't.
No, it's not.
If you do that...
No, it's not against the law.
I would so sue you.
Well, if it's against the law, I'd be arrested. You wouldn't have to sue me. Ooh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I bust on you.
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
you get arrested, and
I'd
also sue you as well as the school for allowing you to do this.
You know, by homeschooling your children,
they allow you to do
when you homeschool your children, they have no social skills. They don't know how
you
to
are so wrong.
No.
You know, that is the biggest misconception.
I want all of the mothers to hear this.
Why don't
this
you let
lady,
me talk?
This
why
lady
don't you just
is,
let
yes,
me
can
talk?
We, can we let
voice,
can we let Kim talk?
No, but I want to say one thing.
No, why don't
this
you just let me
is,
talk?
Yeah, but we got to let Kim talk because she's the one who is homeschooling her kids.
No, this lady is homeschooling her children.
Don't tell me no. This is my show, ma'am. I'll say when people talk.
Homeschooling your children makes them social retards.
That is so incorrect.
No.
I want to clear up this misconception.
Listeners,
my children
please listen
my
to
children.
Me.
Why don't you let me talk? You have
Go
talked
ahead.
All night long, and I listen to you talk over everybody.
What do you mean you'll...
You know?
What do you mean by I'll so sue you? That's
you
so educated.
Talk.
I'll so sue you.
Never let anybody talk.
See, that's homeschooling for
you,
Phil. I'll so sue you.
Let
that's
me tell
homeschooling.
You something. Homeschool children are
not
socially challenged.
They are
my
social
children
retards.
Are very, Matter of fact, Phil, why don't you meet my children? I will drive my children down to you.
Can they set a table?
How well behaved my children are, how socially well behaved they are. They
Doesn't
can have
they
a conversation with
underwear.
You about all kinds of things. Even the president. They love Bush. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's
These
what I mean. They're socially retarded.
Great.
That's what I mean. They are socially
retarded.
That's
your opinion.
I'd
See,
like all of you listening
bad.
To know, Phil, that
it's
socially
too bad the way you're talking.
Homeschooling your children turns them into slobbering idiots.
No, and
that, boy, that is really, really cruel of you to say that, slobbering
yeah,
idiots.
It is,
and
it
she
is.
Said that they like Bush.
You know,
how does that make them? Doesn't that make them a little retarded?
Spelling bees in a lot of contests. And matter of fact,
homeschool children are losing spelling bees.
Homeschool children, as
you mean, as in also sue you?
Them
All right, ladies, we could go on forever.
You're right.
But the
you're
point
right.
here is, we've got two conflicting.
Do your kids wear thong underwear to the kitchen or wherever you? Where do you homeschool them, in the garage?
You are incredible. We
no,
have
I wanted
a
to...
room in our home that is specifically a
Phil,
classroom.
Do you know that most children that are homeschooled have to wear bibs? Now, that is the truth.
You
that
are
is,
so wrong.
That,
I don't
check
know
check the Department of Education.
Have to wear bibs when?
In high school.
All right, Kim, Ms. Dooley.
Listen to you. You can't even... You know, you sound like Popeye. I'm simply saying to you...
Don't make fun of me. I'm the host.
You're the host. Give me a break. Mr. Hendry, homeschooled children walk around like drooling idiots wearing bibs.
Ma'am, I know many people that homeschool their children. What that lady just said is right. They are far ahead of the rest of the world in terms of their in terms of the education. Now, not all women can homeschool their children. Are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yes, I am, but... My God, I paid for a public school, and by God, I'm going to support it. And I've got better things to do with my day than sit around and read, A plus the variable B. Oh, my God. Ew.
Here is Iris. Iris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Iris.
Thank you for the opportunity to able to participate in this because I think that giving you the benefit of the doubt, making you think you're trying to help. But for one thing, I just want to say this. I have four daughters that I homeschool. One is graduating from Nova Southeastern as a doctor. The other one is a veterinarian assistant. The other one, she does acting, dancing. She's very bright. She does counseling for other kids. You know, ma'am, I think that you think you're helping, but you're trying to take away the responsibility of parents. And you have four boys. I have four girls. They all wear thongs. They've never been disrespected because it's not about the thong, and you've got it all wrong.
But they don't go to school. You see, you're homeschooling
them.
The
way the children carry themselves, my children have been respected. They have never been tried to be raped, and my children are from 17 to 30 years old. You really need help, and I think that you're the one that should be going to counseling. Because
all right, I need to ask this lady a question. So
go ahead.
You said you homeschool your children, and yet you just said the following phrase or statement. They never had been tried to had been raped. Oh, God. If that's an example...
Maybe the lady is nervous. Are you there, Iris?
Oh, yes, I'm
okay.
here.
Maybe the...
Well, can I ask, this is Steve Dooley. Iris, I'm Bobby's husband, Steve. Do your daughters wear thongs?
And yes, they do, and they've never been disrespected by anyone. They participate in a lot of activities.
Do they ever make a man hot?
What do you mean, do they ever make a man hot?
We're in the bunk.
Oh, my gosh. You know the way you're talking, sir? If you ever, ever were looking at my child, you know, the way you're talking and the way you're saying, I really think that you and your wife have a very serious problem, and you need to go to... You know what you're worried about? You're worried about your sons maybe looking at a girl in the wrong way, and you need to educate your sons to respect the woman regardless of what she's wearing or what she's not wearing.
Maybe the girl wears a thong, she wants a boy to come and touch her.
No, wait a minute. The girl wears a thong. It's a fashion statement.
Thing about parents,
does the milkman ever look through the kitchen window during math class?
As I do... You are the leader. You
Hold
are a parent. You should be setting an example. I don't smoke because I don't want my children to smoke.
I want to ask you a question, Iris. Do your daughters have a lot up top? Do your daughters have a lot up top?
Because what kind of questions are these?
Because I want to know. First of all, if her daughter is dressing like a woman, but she calls her daughter a girl, if she's a girl, have her dress like a girl.
That is such a great point, Iris. That is, if she's a girl, dress her like a girl, not a woman. Oh, Steve.
Yeah. My children are 17 to 30,
so
and they dress respectfully.
That's so
it's
shut
not
you down.
About a song, it's man. It's not about a song. You got it all wrong, and you and your husband need serious counseling. You really do.
Iris, what was your question, Bonnie?
I want to know, does the milkman look through the kitchen window where you're doing math class? Is he trying to check out all...
All right.
Oh, come on. A girl nowadays can be beautiful and fully dressed, and if you don't teach your son how and educate them as to how they look at a woman, look at them with respect. And maybe that's what your problem is.
Well, Iris, I want to thank you for joining
us. Maybe you need to teach your children.
Iris, I do
want to
ask you, though, do you teach English to your children at home? Do you teach them English?
They've learned every subject. They're A honor roll students. They're very, very good students. Like I said, now she's in university. They're in university.
And you taught them English. I got a great idea. Why don't you teach yourself a little bit of English?
Problems.
Iris, can you homeschool yourself?
You have a serious problem, ma'am, and you have to face that. The questions you're asking.
Okay, well, Iris, this is my theme music.
Your husband
I got to go.
Is looking at this woman. You know what? Your husband may be
you're
a father, but he's not my children's father.
Iris, thank you for your call. Bobby and Steve Dooley, if you guys can avoid litigation, you're better people than me. 1-800-449-8686.
Do you think she could homeschool herself, or did I already say that line?
Yeah, you said it. Good God. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings. The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Hello, Justin. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Justin.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. They should get out of your life. They should throw you out. I had a son like you. I don't know what to do with him. What you need is a job. Do you go to school?
Do you ever do cartoon voices or anything?
Do you go to school?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you respect your teachers?
Well, all of a sudden, what is this, the Grand Inquisition? I mean, I'm on here
I'm
as a guest
you,
on the show and stuff.
Do you respect your teachers? Then
no,
you should respect
no, I don't.
Your parents.
No, I hate my teachers. I hate them.
You probably hate your parents.
Yeah, sort of, because they're
sure,
like you. They're just all...
You have every right to hate them. They're too damn good for you.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, number one...
You know, Justin, I have three words for you.
God, you wonder why they find old ladies dead, too.
Okay, now what's that supposed to mean?
Justin...
Yeah?
Justin.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some words for you. Shape up or ship out. Okay?
Yeah, whatever.
If you don't like it, get out. No one's holding you there. Get the hell out.
Okay, say hello to John Adams and everybody else on the Mayflower for me.
You son of a gun, you. You're very rude. You're a nasty person.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
It was 1 year ago, last week actually, that we had Ms. Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association on our program. She'd lost her son in a drunk driving accident, and we wanted to have you on and talk about your feelings losing kids to this kind of tragedy. It's not easy. It happens to every generation. And I suppose the first question would be is, how are you holding up?
We're not thinking about Dylan, and of course, on Thursday it was the anniversary of our losing him, and all day, of course, I was just so low. I was turning out of, actually, the Sherman Oaks Fashion Center on Ventura Boulevard, and the woman in a red Mercedes convertible was in the right turn lane, She didn't have any turn signal on. And I'm thinking she's going straight, but instead she turns when the light turns green right in front of me. And then she takes off down Ventura. And when that happened, it was almost as if God was speaking to me, because I was thinking so much of Dylan. And at that moment, it was as if God was saying, look around you at the world, at how ignorant people can be. And
that's an interesting observation.
Yeah, so I followed her. I turned down Ventura and I followed her.
You followed her? The woman that she didn't have a signal on, and then she turned even without the signal?
Yes, and she turns into Gelson's. And I followed her into the lot, and she parks. And all the while, I don't think she's paying one bit of attention to me. And all I could do is I was thinking of my son Dylan. So I parked my car a couple of rows over. Now this woman, while I was thinking of my son who had died, my son died, Phil. No one should ever bury a child.
I understand that.
So I had on me a Swiss Army knife, a little red Swiss Army knife that Dylan had given me for Mother's Day when he was 8 years old. And I took it out of my purse, and I went up to her car, and I started right around the front right panel, and I just dragged the blade across the door.
Oh, boy.
Now, listen to me. I dragged the blade across the door, the rear panel, along the upper side of the trunk, down along the left rear panel. I even did a couple of little loop-de-loops, and then along the driver's door, and I finished on the hood.
So what you're telling me is you were thinking where you must have been angry about your son.
You know something, Phil?
I mean, you keyed this woman's car, this Mercedes?
She was so unconscious and so insensitive and so self-absorbed and ambivalent that she's turning right without a signal in front of me and then just driving along. Now, 2 hours later, my youngest boy answers the door and says, two Los Angeles police officers are there.
Okay, so someone saw you, huh?
Well, I could feel my heart race. My husband answered the door. Long story short, they're going to take me to Van Nuys Division.
You were arrested.
She saw me do it from the Gelsons. I explained to the police that it's the anniversary of my son's death, and they still had to book me. They took fingerprints and a picture. And I've been told that we have a court date. Now, our attorney, who's worked with several celebrities, tells me that I could get community service. And I asked him what that was. He says it's picking up garbage on a freeway and washing police cars. And, of course, I almost blacked out when I'm listening to this. And my husband says that she's the mother of three boys. She's the president of our homeowners association. She's the president of our PTO. And this attorney tells Steve, well, that may be the case, but she may still have to do community service.
And well, let me interrupt you, Ms. Dooley. You drag a Swiss Army knife blade along the paint of a woman's Mercedes.
She was this blonde with the candy apple red Mercedes convertible. She's some 20-something, stick-thin, surgically enhanced, you know, B-word, excuse my language. And on the day, a year later, that my boy died, she's running around not signaling.
But the point is you broke the law.
Well, community service means you're in an orange jumpsuit on the freeway picking up garbage, and that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I've written a letter to the judge.
No. Well, hold on for a minute, Bobby. The tragedy of your son's death fully realized in me and anybody that heard about it. But you drag a knife along.
I'm not getting into an orange jumpsuit as if I'm some alcoholic DUI or a gangster from one of these gangs. I keyed the Mercedes. I didn't key someone's Chevrolet. It wasn't someone's Ford. I didn't key a Buick. I keyed a Mercedes. That's a car that is begging for it. And
well, you can't say that either, because you got a lot of people out there who have Mercedes Benzes. And it's not that I'm not sensitive to your loss, but you know,
if the driver had done something so inexcusable, look, Phil, people who drive Mercedes who are that age, 20-something, they haven't really worked for that car. A sugar daddy bought it, or her husband.
Well, I don't know that you can say that. Okay.
Well, I did write this letter to the judge.
Well, hold on for a minute. I'm going to give our phone number out. You know, to say that we're talking about the death of your son, that you purposefully keyed someone's car. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us.
You remember the day that my son died, correct?
Yes, I do.
You remember what that did to my family?
Yes, I do.
And you are going to sit there and judge me because I keyed and excuse my language, I keyed some car.
Look, I know losing your son was a bad thing, okay?
I keyed some car, and you're judging me.
I'm not judging you. I'm saying it's difficult for me to support someone who breaks the law.
And how did I break the law?
It's called vandalism. It's called the damaging of public property.
Well, you know as well as I do that the law can certainly show mercy. And there is a thing called justice and mercy. And I think any judge would look at what I did and say, you know what, it's understandable. You were upset about your son. This B word, this did what she did.
Well, you know something, you're talking about her. She turned right without signaling. I don't know, you know.
This is an unconscious act of another motorist that is going to get somebody killed.
All right, well, read, what is the letter that you wrote to the court? Our number 1-800-449-8686. You have written a letter to the court to request leniency in this case.
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
This is to the municipal court in the Van Nuys Division. Dear sir, my son Dylan was taken from me by a drunk driver a year ago this month. The court has my arrest record before it and the police record of my actions. I ask the court to consider that I am a mother of three boys, I'm a wife, an active member in my community, and that if the court sees fit to remand me into community service, I will be humiliated before the eyes of my friends, neighbors, and peers. I ask the court to realize that should my punishment include community service, the court will be very, 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 very sorry and will be making a very serious mistake. I ask the court to consider that my father, Robert Marchetti, is a member of the Judicial Review Board. Thank you, Bobby Dooley.
All right, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
I don't think threatening the court...
I am not threatening the court.
Well, you're saying it's going to be a very, very, very bad idea and that your father's with the Judicial Review Board.
It's going to be a very bad idea. I'm stating the obvious.
You're stating the obvious of what? That if the court sees fit to give you community service for running your, not a key, a Swiss Army knife along the paint of a Mercedes-Benz that had somehow made a mistake in traffic, that they're going to see fit to give you leniency in this case.
Absolutely. I'm stating the obvious. I'm saying if they find me guilty and give me community service, they're going to wish that they hadn't got out of bed that morning. And
see, that's a threat.
No, it isn't.
How do you think that's a threat, Mr. Henry?
It sounds like a threat to me.
It is not a threat. It is stating the very obvious. They will be sorry.
Why will they be sorry if they give you community service and they put you in an orange jumpsuit?
Because, Phil, it will be a very serious mistake. I'm the president of our homeowners association. I'm the president of our PTO. My son died.
We lost our son, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Dooley, there is no one more conscious of that than me. I had you on the air the day that it happened.
I think it had more sensitivity.
I just think it sounds like a threat.
What part sounds like a threat?
You're going to be very, 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 very sorry, and I ask you to consider that my father, Robert Marchetti, is a member of the Judicial Review Board.
Phil, when a...
Please don't call that motorist...
She's a blonde with a candy apple red Mercedes. What do you call that?
I don't know what you call. You don't call her a...
Excuse me, when a... makes a right turn without a signal in front of me, and then speeds off into her Gelson's parking lot as if she doesn't even know I exist and doesn't know that my son died. Guess what? Out comes the Swiss Army. Dylan gave me that Swiss Army knife for a reason. He was my youngest. He was my baby.
You think your boy gave you that Swiss Army knife so you could drag it along the paint of someone's Mercedes?
I think that... in his little mind, yeah, mommy would need it someday for that, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. A bereaved mother on the anniversary of a son's death, an impulse to key, or in her case, run a Swiss Army knife along someone's Mercedes-Benz, and an inevitable arrest by the Los Angeles police. It all comes down to her feeling she's entitled to leniency and that the woman deserved it. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, losing a son is a terrible thing. In the case of my guest, Bobby Dooley, losing your son a year ago prompted you to remember him today. And not today, but last week, and key someone's car.
Can I interrupt you, Phil?
Yeah.
I really don't appreciate you saying losing a son is a terrible thing.
Why?
Because you've never lost a son, so you don't really know what it's like. And
Ms. Dooley, I'm showing you a little bit of empathy here. I can only I have four children.
But you haven't lost any of them, so please don't. You know, I know you mean well, but you don't understand that I had a full right. I would have had a full right to take an acetylene torch to that woman's car.
And you had a right to take an acetylene torch to someone's car because she didn't signal on a right-hand turn?
My son died.
Our son died.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley is my guests. Lori?
Yes, hey, how are you doing?
Fine, ma'am.
You know, I've been in the same situation with a child losing a 10-year-old to a medical ailment, but you know, before he died, he gave me a rock painted in the shape of a heart. That doesn't give me the right, when I'm angry and see a healthy child or someone angers me, to take that rock and use it to vandalize someone or hurt someone else. Just because you lose a child, that doesn't give you the right to do that.
Well, but it was different for me because you lost your child to a medical. My child was killed in a drunk driving accident. He was healthy, in other words.
And I understand that, but...
Wait a minute. How does that... I don't understand.
It's still losing a child, man. The circumstances
don't
matter.
Well, her child, if she'd taken better care of her child.
Who?
No. No, he had a congenital heart defect.
Well,
he had undergone a heart transplant.
Did you go to a doctor and get him checked out?
Ms. Dooley, I don't think...
Yes, ma'am. He had the finest care available. So please don't imply that by any means.
Something you didn't do.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a minute.
Now you're out of line.
You know, exactly.
Well, you're out of line. If that boy had been better taken care of, and I...
Wait a second. Now, I want to say something here. Nobody's blaming you for the death of your son. You shouldn't be blaming Lori for the death of her son. That's nuts.
I'm not blaming anyone for the death. I'm blaming the drunk driver that killed my son. That's who I'm blaming.
Well, then the thing is, why didn't you better protect him? If you're saying, you know, it's my fault because of the medical condition...
How dare you say that I was responsible?
I did everything I could do. You know, it's the hand that God deals you.
Lori,
you have to accept that.
I understand, but if you hadn't been smoking during your pregnancy, your boy would have been healthy.
I don't smoke, and I have never smoked, and I've never drank in my life. So don't make assumptions that aren't true.
Yeah, can I get on? Ms. Dooley, quit trying to lay the blame of this woman's child on her. Nobody's trying to blame you for the death of your child.
Well, of course you wouldn't blame me. I didn't kill my son.
Right? You know, what you have to do is you have to set a good example for the children you have left. What kind of example would it be for my other son if I just got angry at the world and went out and did everything and nothing was my fault, I could do whatever I want because of it? That's the example you're setting for your children. And sadly, if you keep doing that, your children are going to wind up on the other side of the law like you are now.
Did you use thalidomide for morning sickness?
No, ma'am, I did not.
You come on with this!
Ma'am, I have never taken a drug in my life. I have never smoked a cigarette in my life. I have never had a drink in my life.
Have you taken aspirin? Have you
Well, you forget about what caused her little boy to die. Her little boy died, that's bad enough, okay?
You just have the blame everybody else syndrome. It's not your fault. And that's not right.
Well, if you're saying that it wasn't your fault, then yes, you are fully within your rights to take that rock and throw it through the windshield of the doctor.
Ma'am, you are not.
No, you're not.
So anyone who've you ever wronged in your life,
Mr. Henry,
you didn't tip your paper boy enough. That gives them the right to throw the paper through your picture window.
I'm saying, Mr. Henry, you don't have a right to be in this conversation. Lori and I are talking. We've both buried children.
Well, wait a minute. I have.
Excuse me.
No, he has every right to be in this conversation.
No,
he invited us to discuss.
Well,
this.
He doesn't know what he's talking about, though. He thinks.
Well, you know, when you continually accuse me of things that you know nothing about. But I'm not. I didn't call to argue with you because I know the loss you feel.
Oh, of course, thank you.
I called to tell you. I called to tell you that it's your actions. You still have to live for your other children.
Okay.
Let me just forget your son,
of
and
course.
I'm not saying to do that.
I understand, but let me just ask. Did you tighten the cap on the bleach bottle? Did you?
Will you get off that kick?
Ma'am, I think you just have some issues that need to be dealt with, and I'm honestly scared for your other children.
Did you use a trampoline or anything when you?
All right, forget it.
Yes, ma'am. I smoked crack jumping on the trampoline with my Jim Beam bottle.
Well,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Well, that's why your boy died then.
Okay. See, if that makes you feel better, I did all that. You're out of touch with reality, ma'am.
Absolutely. She's insane from her grief.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I think the things you're saying... All right, Lori, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Cheryl. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Dooley. First thing I want to say is I have lost a family member due to a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do understand your pain, but I need you to understand something, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In life, we still have laws, ethical things we are required to follow, no matter what our pain is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if you are as far as your pain...
Can I interrupt the caller for a minute? But, Ms. Lilly?
Yes.
Could, you are saying,
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's... Go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm sorry. Miss Dooley, I just need you to understand something, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that you are responsible for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else's.
Oh,
if this lady pulled in front of you without a turn signal, she's responsible for her actions, but she is only answerable to the law, not you.
No, I take full responsibility for my actions, and then I admit to the court that I did drag the knife along her car. But
okay, then you are therefore subject to whatever the courts say that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
By threatening the courts, and I know you don't feel it's threatening, but if I tell you, if I say to you, Miss Dooley, if you step on my foot, I am going to knock you out.
I don't understand.
Or Miss Dooley, if you step on my foot, you're going
to
be very, very sorry. Do you not take that as a threat?
No.
Therefore, by you saying, if you give me community service, you're going to be very, very sorry.
It's like this. For them to put me in an orange jumpsuit and work on the community service, they might as well just squat over my son's grave and relieve themselves.
Okay, can I make a suggestion to you? This idea just came to my head.
Mm-hmm.
Use a temporary hair color.
Mm-hmm.
Change your hair color.
Yeah.
Wear sunglasses so nobody recognizes you.
I just had my hair done.
A temporary hair color will not affect you, but I will tell you something, honey. I want you to know one thing. I can
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
What another reason? Bobby Dooley joins us here on The Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about, are you right now at a bingo tournament, and so I don't want to keep you.
We're having our bingo tournament, Phil, for our floor prize tonight, which is the Alan Worsen banana yellow pantsuit, which is the grand prize of our bingo tonight. And so, obviously, a lot of women have turned out for it.
Okay, you can still talk?
Yes, I can.
I mean, keying someone's Mercedes-Benz because your son died...
I didn't key her Mercedes-Benz because my son died. I keyed her Mercedes-Benz because... You have to understand something. She's some slut
You don't know that... Why do you call her a slut? What?
She's a blonde in a candy apple red Mercedes with the big, big hair. Okay? And to run a Swiss Army knife along the paint of a 2005, or whatever it was, a 2004 Mercedes, is liberating for a lot of women. We have it's taken so many years for us to get to where we are today. And
what are you telling me now? It's some women's liberation thing? Are you telling me?
I'm telling you that it's liberating for a woman to be able to exact revenge against that prototype slut that's out to steal our men. Yes.
All right, let me go to Eileen. Hello, Eileen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say to the young lady that we should not take the law into our own hands, that a threat to someone's life in Texas would be a felony, which is a penitentiary offense. Threats to on airplanes or to the president are real serious matters these days.
No, I didn't threaten the president or
no,
or
I just say that is a serious, even more serious. But to threaten a person's life, not even to touch them, just a word can cause you to be in a third-degree felony to a penitentiary. Now, have to trust in divine retribution and not take the retribution into our own hands.
I've never even seen that.
Excuse me?
So I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I was saying that we have to trust in...
I started to key women's cars when I was about 16.
Yeah,
when a whore walks out...
You
did
it how long ago when you were 16?
Yeah.
You did it recently.
No, I did do it.
Wait a minute. Is this not the first time you've keyed a car?
No. The point I'm trying to make to Eileen is this is a new day of liberated women.
Oh, women.
Oh,
we've always been liberated, honey. You just didn't
Eileen. When the whore walks out and sees the scratches on her car, she knows she's not going to take your man.
Madam, you better watch who you're calling names because is such a thing
as any blonde that drives a red Mercedes-Benz, I can tell you, is a
shit-shearing
whore.
Well, wait just a minute.
She doesn't have to be the other word.
That's exactly right. You know what I'd like to know from you,
I've had Thunderbirds and other cars, and I happen to be a Christian mother. I would resent someone judging me on the type of automobile
I drove. Thunderbird is quite different from a Mercedes-Benz. But let me just say this. When I saw that woman, and I knew that my son had died a year ago, I decided to take a handful of dirt and put it into her gas tank. And let me tell you why. When you're 16...
Did you do that too, plus keying the vehicle or knifing it or whatever you want to say?
Yes, I did. Well, look, Eileen,
you did
when
both
you were,
of those things?
When you were 16...
Ma'am, you know what that is?
What?
Excuse me for interrupting, but that's pure D vandalism.
No, it is not. Look, when you were 16, Eileen, you had to go out and key a horse.
Do what to a horse?
Didn't you key horses back in your day?
No, ma'am. I owned one, and I treated it nicely and paid the stable to keep it.
But let's say you didn't make a turn signal on your horse on the trail.
I'm afraid he didn't have any, my dear.
Well, what did you do?
He was not electronic. He was a real...
No, but did you use hand signals on horses so that when you're going down the trail... And
this is ridiculous, ma'am. You don't need... You got horsepower, but not horses.
I understand that.
The turn signals are in vogue since... The electronic automobile horses came a long time before Mr. Ford invented the automobile.
I understand that, but when you were riding a horse down the trail and there were horses behind you or some were coming inbound, did you use a hand signal to let the other horses know?
Ma'am, you never heard of such a thing as a hand signal on a horse. You had one hand on the bridle and probably the other with the whip or whatever.
All right, I'm not familiar with horses, so you didn't use
We're talking horses and horsepower.
Well, what about if you wanted to turn and there was another horse coming inbound?
Ma'am, where'd you get on horses?
You mentioned that you used to own horses.
Yeah, but you brought up horses.
Well, no, but I'm saying, yes, I brought up horses. I said you can't key a horse. And you said, well, you owned a horse. And so, well, that's interesting because... When you are traveling outbound on a horse, and there's
you can brand a horse
traffic.
If you don't go around keying them. I think you would. That would be mistreating, abuse to an animal.
Oh, I see. So searing with a hot iron, that's okay. But keying, it's abuse.
They do brand them.
Jesus.
They
Wait
brand
a minute.
Them, ma'am, but that is for a purpose.
They brand them.
Well, I find that very
to
inhumane.
To prove ownership, the
How did
automobile
you know?
Gets a license. And
what did you use for at night
ownership?
When you were riding a horse at night, what did you use for headlights?
Ma'am, you don't ride horses at night as a rule. I rode mine in the daytime. Otherwise, we had street lights. Didn't ride back before electricity. I'm 74, electricity was here when I came along.
Well, let's say they had to, you know how they say, go into town and get Doc or whatever those people did. Now, that might be
advice. Do what?
You know, if a woman was pregnant or sick, and it's 3 in the morning, and you've got to go into town and get the doctor, you have to ride at night, so you had to have some kind of street lamps or headlights.
What are you talking about?
Ma'am, if you're riding a horse,
what are you talking about?
No. You don't use your eyes. You could sit there asleep, and that horse would take you. His eyes are your lights. sorry about that.
So in other words, you never use turn signal.
Will you get off the turn signal thing and headlights on horses? And I didn't key them. I branded them.
Sir, my T-Bird had sequential ones that go bing, bing, bing.
Hey, when Jesse James came to town, did you get
mine had three
luck?
Ways.
Isn't that nice?
Mine had triples.
You went three ways?
No, the,
you know,
the turn signals
okay.
were ding, ding, ding. You know, well, Heath knows what I'm talking about.
What did he do?
Sequential. It would.
What's his name?
All right, get out of here.
She said she goes three ways. Now,
she didn't say that at all, and I don't want to talk about any of it. You're bugging me, okay?
Look, Phil, she said she had a triple A on her horse.
No, she didn't.
What was that lady's name, by the way?
Her name was Eileen.
What do you call a... What do you call a one-legged lady?
Three ways with a horse, huh?
Word.
She went three ways with her horse. What is up with this chick? So she keys a car. Hey, Bobby, good luck with community service, baby, because there ain't no way you're getting out of it. Now, go ahead, send that letter. They'll give you like 100 hours instead of 40. You'll be picking up garbage, hypodermic needles, washing off the cop car, and you'll be lucky if you get home by 6. All right, so there's Bobby Dooley with her son died a year ago, so why can't I key someone's candy apple red Mercedes? And do horses have headlights, and what did you use for turn signals when the other horses were inbound? Did you hear that one? 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back.
One night, not too long ago, a man was sitting around his garage with other men from the neighborhood talking about the world events. This individual proffered the point of view that Osama bin Laden may be influenced by James Bond movies. Maybe Osama bin Laden wanted to be a superhero or super arch-villain like the ones he saw in James Bond or in the Batman movies. His friends laughed at him, as you might expect, and he turned around and sued them. Let's listen to this man's story, Stephen Bozell, on how he wants to sue his friends for making fun of him to the point where he cried because he believes Osama bin Laden wants to be Lex Luthor.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Stephen, all I got to say is you need to grow up and get a life. You are a lousy father suing your son for, you know, laughing at you. Sir, I am laughing at you derisively. You know,
the word is derisive,
you know. You know, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're wasting everybody's time. You're wasting the court's time because somebody laughed at you and you didn't like it. And you want to go get the FBI to put you in a protective witness program. You're an idiot.
Well,
you're
an idiot.
I don't
your
believe.
Your argument is all name-calling. My argument is based on law.
Your argument
which says
is based on
idiocy. I can sue as a result of someone infringing on my free speech.
You know what? I'll tell you what, pal. If you came after me, I'd go after you and your lawyer. I'd own your house and she'd be disbarred.
Yeah. What are you going to sue me for? What'd I do to you? See?
You know, say if I was one of those guys in your garage.
Oh, they can't touch me because they were on my property when they did it too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're a loser. You're a loser.
Really?
You're wasting everybody's time.
Okay, fine.
For stuff. Why don't you grow up and get a life?
I care about
why
my
don't
country.
You grow up and get a life? I care about my
well,
country
that's original.
Too. You're a poor example. You're sending a very poor example to your son.
No, I'm teaching him how to step,
you're setting a very poor example.
I was in
you're
my
an
workshop.
Idiot father. You're an idiot husband. And this is not this
well,
is
you're
not
an idiot.
The way.
And
this is not the way to give your son an example of a man and what men do. You know,
hey,
you
know what?
Big enough
if you want to be sitting there when bin Laden comes for your wife and kids, you can just sit there and keep on watching TV,
you know,
man.
I'm
going to be doing something about it, okay?
Well, you know, we're
guys like you,
about it.
You're the kind of guy that'll sit there
now,
and score right through a home invasion
because
burglary.
You don't like what they said.
Yeah, you know
you're
what you do?
You're going to somebody because you don't like what
hey,
they said.
You want to throw
that's
down?
That's a very immature... Very immature attitude. You need to grow up, pal.
I wouldn't
you need to get a life.
I wouldn't be talking smack to a man who's, you know, I sound like I'm probably younger than you.
Yeah, I'm 59.
Yeah, well, you want to throw down with me, that's fine.
You know, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You know what?
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing at you on the air.
Hey, they're laughing at me off the air. I'm the one that's on the air. They're laughing at me off the air. I'm laughing at you on the air.
I'm laughing at you on the air.
Yeah, but they're laughing at me off the air, not on the air.
Huh?
What are you talking about? They're laughing at me on the air. They're not on the air.
Everybody's listening to you and laughing. They're saying, what an idiot.
But that shows you you're an idiot.
You know, you're crazy. Why don't you do something with your life?
Okay, gentlemen.
No, he's an idiot.
No. Just listen. It's name-calling, okay?
Look, I was in my workshop working on a magazine rack I was making out of balsa with my wife, April, with a Freddy Krueger mask come on up behind me, and she goes, I'm the Al-Qaeda, ooh, like that, making fun of me all the while.
So what, are you going to sue your wife, too?
When I care about my
country... Are you going to sue your wife, too? You're suing your son. Why don't you sue your wife?
Would you sue your wife for that, sir?
Why don't you sue your wife? You're suing your son. Why don't you sue your wife, too?
Would you sue your wife, Mr. Bozell?
I will discuss it with my lawyer, yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You're a loser.
I don't know what else to say. I don't have the right to discuss it with my wife. Okay.
No. Are you going to sue your wife?
I want to discuss with
my
wife. Are you going to sue your wife for coming up behind you in a Freddy Krueger mask?
Why don't you go kiss my... What is that?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Very funny. Okay. Why don't you kiss my bright red Rosie, huh?
Hey, Mr. Bozell, I can still hear your campfire. Mr. Bozell? I can still hear your campfire, man, when you're trying to be alone, huh?
Shut up!
Come on, man, I'm fooling around.
Quit it. All you people out.
Hey, Steve.
What?
You figure Bin Laden lives in caves because he wants to be Batman?
You can kiss the devil's private area.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I work in an open kitchen. It's a deli. We make everything from scratch. It's in a grocery store.
Okay.
And the customers can see every single thing that happens. If you come back from a break and you don't wash your hands, they see it. Every single thing you do there is being watched by the customers, and I think it's a great situation. And the food we put out is very healthy and clean. And I'm very concerned because your guest seems to not be in a state where he can even properly staff his business so that the facility gets clean.
No, but you're missing my point. I said to the other guy, he eats in 5-6 restaurants a week. He doesn't care if he eats a cat sandwich so long as it tastes good. Now, I would ask you, if you work in a full-service deli, and I imagine the owner's Jewish?
No.
Because I figure he'd want to cut costs. He would be...
Wait. So far in my program...
What?
So far in my program, you know, the Chinese guy this, the Mexican that, the Vietnamese that, and now the Jewish owner of the deli wants to cut costs.
I don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand, I'd like to have the racial references and the ethnic references... At a minimum.
All right, let me rephrase. Suppose whoever owns your deli brought in a cat carcass and said, I want you to start...
Actually, we're an employee-owned business.
Right. Well, what if the guy who is the managing partner, let's say, said, let's start serving up cat because who's going to know the difference in our Philly cheesesteaks? You know that...
I know what goes on behind the counter in the kitchen, and we do not serve cat. We only serve... The highest quality
what are you laughing?
And produce.
You know, you laugh about it, but you can understand what I'm saying. The money you can save. Look, you know the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Phil? You've had them.
Yeah, I've had them.
You know the little bits of beef that they call that steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I fail it.
Look, you go to a place and they say, yeah, you want a Philly cheesesteak? I go, yeah, sure. What do you mean? What do you mean steak? I know the cheese, but what's this? The steak is the little strips of beef. I'm going to tell you this right now because I've heard it from at least two independent sources. Most of the Philly
cheesesteaks, we make that. We have our own special, and I see that the meat comes from Oregon country beef.
Is it steak?
It's grown right here in Oregon. It's free-range meat. It's very fresh. I see them cut it up and cook it, and I can feel good about honestly telling our customers that our food is fresh, that it's healthy, that it's not going to make you sick.
Most of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America are some version of cat meat. You think your deli's so great because you serve right in front of the customer. Customers don't know the difference between a scoop of tuna or a scoop of stir-fried dog. They wouldn't know. Oh, yeah, you want a tuna sandwich? And you could be digging into a pile of, it could be someone's hamster. So what I'm saying...
Look, this is absurd, and it all takes the point off of what we're trying to talk about. And this lady thinks you're mentally disturbed. You shouldn't be running a business because, you know...
I'll bet you that at least 40% of the time your Philly cheesesteak sandwich was beating around a rubber mouse before you bit into it. Are you blowing your nose on the phone, into your hand, or what's going on there?
I was using a tissue.
All right.
And I think that you really...
Yeah.
Need to reconsider your life. I mean,
no kidding.
Obviously, you have a lot of problems, and I think that running a business right now is obviously too much for you to handle if you can't properly staff your restaurant.
Well, ma'am, I will say
that. You can be a very, very angry person,
I think it's a heck of a
be somebody that has to work for you.
I think there is anger there.
Well, I think it's a heck of a world where a man is accused of being mentally disturbed because he objects to you piling a bun high with cat meat. Go ahead and pile it high and deep.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
All right, now, Phil Hendry.
Bobby Dooley joins us, the Western Estates Homeowners Association president. She is the president of a homeowners association that represents some 35 homes in Western Estates, California. And all kinds of news today, I guess, got about gay people. The governor of New Jersey has come out. A gay couple has moved into your community, is that correct?
That is correct, Phil, yes. Eric, Vincent, and Jim Campanella, they're two wonderful guys, and they just purchased one of our homes, one of our townhomes in the Redwood phase. It's on Banning, and I said to my husband that we really live in a wonderful time. There was a time when this would be unheard of. And
well, the fact that a neighborhood accepts gay people, yeah, it's... I suppose that, you know, it's not unlike a time when African Americans or whoever couldn't move into certain neighborhoods.
I was thrilled, and we're just living in a time where gays are now accepted, and I do feel sorry for people that are missing the boat on this one.
What do you mean by missing the boat?
Well, if you're not yet aware that gay people are acceptable in social settings, in business, and so forth, you do look a little bit stupid. I was watching, I was watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy last year, and a friend of mine, Janice Greeley, who I am having a dispute with, asked me why I was watching that, and I said to her, Janice, the fact is that queers are socially acceptable now, and you could see the embarrassment on her face.
All right, you mentioned this Ms. Greeley, the woman that you're having a conflict with, is on the executive board?
That is correct. She's on our homeowners association board.
And did she send out some memos?
She is protesting what we think are very progressive ideas for welcoming these gay men into our neighborhood. It's a little bit of a feather in my cap, as I said, because I was watching Will and Grace long before anyone else that I know of, and I think there's some envy.
All right, well, Ms. Greeley emailed us saying that you wanted to have... It's Eric and Jim, correct?
Yes, Jim Campanella. Jim is an attorney. Eric Vincent, who works as an accountant for one of the entertainment companies.
All right, she claims you sent out memos to the Homeowners Association that it was your idea to have gays move in, and that one of your ideas was to have some sort of some of the neighborhood's young men host a meet and greet for these gay men. Was this a memo that you sent out?
Well, Phil, if I could, what I said was this. I believe we can kill two birds with one stone. I think we have a wonderful opportunity here to get these two new gay men together with the young men in the neighborhood that I think clearly have tendencies in that direction. The reason why Janice is upset is that her son, Adam, along with Trudy Weisbeck's son, who's just turned 18, and Eric, Jerry Eisenberg's son, are young men who do evidence what I truly believe are gay tendencies.
What makes you think that?
They're involved in a lot of things, weightlifting at school. They're very much involved in the wrestling teams. They enjoy, I think they would enjoy an evening of gay entertaining.
Well, you're basically calling their sons gay.
And it is not a bad thing, Phil, and we need to get over that. We really need to get over that prejudice. I'm saying to Janice, look at your son. It's possible that he is, as they say there, it's acceptable now to say queer. And I said to her, it's possible that your son's queer. And I said,
well, that's going to be inflammatory.
Why is that?
Because that no matter whether it's acceptable or not, for the average straight person in America, for you to say your son may be a queer is, and actually to say a queer as opposed to queer probably is different. But here is what I want to ask you. What qualifies you, Ms. Dooley?
Well, Phil, let me anticipate.
No, but what qualifies you to say someone, what about your sons? Are they involved?
In what?
In this gay evening that you're going to be welcoming these guys?
No, are you talking about Justin and Dylan?
Yeah.
No, they're Justin and Dylan, I can assure you, they love girls. Now, they're very straight. In fact, if you even suggested to them that they were gay, they would probably not take it very well.
Janice Greeley, along with Trudy Weisbeck and Jerry Eisenberg, these three women took exception to this in their email to our show, stating that their sons are not gay and that one of their boys that you suggested go over there with him and his friends, that one of the boys is underage?
No, Phil, that is not right. Look, the boys lift weights. It's very hard to make that determination if one of them is underage. He doesn't have to do anything should that happen. But, you know, these boys are involved in cycling. They're involved in some unusual pursuits. And I said to Jerry, it is not bad for your boys to be queer or to be gay, if you wish. Let's welcome the two new gay residents with your sons and their friends to this.
All right, this is interesting. Hold on for just a moment, Ms. Dooley. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association is with us. They have two new gay residents there at Western Estates, and you have wanted to sponsor, Ms. Dooley, as you say, a housewarming or a welcoming party with them involving some of the neighborhood young men that you think have gay leanings or...
Well, the young men that I believe have gay tendencies.
And the problem is that these are young men who are the sons of friends of yours.
That is correct, yeah. Here's the thing we need to get over with, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
It's not bad to be gay. And I think Judy and I think Jerry and the other families that I've contacted to suggest, would your son be interested in a gay or in an evening with other gay men? And they react so negatively. And I say to them, let me explain something to you. Being a queer is acceptable now. It wasn't even 5 years ago. But it's okay now. And so if your son is gay, it's not a bad thing. And they're getting angry. And I think it shows a lack of maturity on their part. And
well, here's the thing that perhaps they're reacting to. Your son is gay. My son isn't.
It doesn't matter, Phil. You see, do you see how you're falling into the trap? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, all right, suppose I said your sons were gay.
Well, they're not. See, that's where you're making a big mistake.
Well, no, but suppose I said they were.
But they're not, Phil. That's what I'm trying to say to you. My sons are straight, so it wouldn't be appropriate for them to be at this welcoming party for these two new gay residents. Jerry's son, Eric, who's a wonderful boy, by the way, Adam, who is Trudy's son, Jason, who is Janice's son, they're three wonderful boys. But you can tell the things that they're interested in.
And all right, let's get them. They're interested in weightlifting, wrestling, cycling. I don't know if you mentioned anything else.
Yeah, they're pursuits that are...
Are these unhealthy pursuits?
Phil, again, I am not saying anything.
She's not saying it's unhealthy, Ms. Henry.
Is that your husband?
Yeah, that's Steve.
Mr. Dooley, you're right.
She's not saying it's unhealthy. She's just saying it's what queers do.
I'm not saying it's unhealthy, Phil. I'm just saying it's what gays do. And you need to get past, and this is a good, this is really great education for your listeners, too. If I could just take a moment, Phil, I want to just address your listeners. It's not bad to be told your son is gay. It's not bad. And you need to get over that. Janice needs to get over it. Trudy.
All right, did you send her an email, and I don't have it in front of me?
I did, and if you want, I can read part of it, Phil.
You sent this to these three women?
Yes, I said, dear ladies, I know you've taken exception to the fact that I am assuming your boys have some gay tendencies. This is not bad. We have welcomed Jim and Eric into our neighborhood with open arms, and we will accept your sons for being queer and or gay, if you want, and I can change that, the same way. What seems to be your problem? You have attacked me in print. You have attacked me in broadcast interviews. You have said that I am being vicious and slanderous. It's not bad to be called gay. It used to be, not anymore. Sincerely, Bobby Dooley. And I put that on our website. And so, since Queer as Folk, since the lesbian show that's on HBO, I forget the name of that new Orange Showtime.
What is it called, Janice?
It's called The L Word.
The L Word?
That's it, yeah, The L Word. Since these programs have come on, it's now very clearly okay to be a gay person. And I want these ladies to understand that their sons, they look...
You can say it, honey.
What?
You can say it.
They just look queer to me, that's all. And so that I'm saying to them...
So you want them to host a welcome party for these two new gay residents?
I think would be appropriate, yeah.
And your sons are not gay?
No, and I don't know why you keep going there.
So your sons are not into weightlifting or wrestling?
My sons did wrestling early on, but they grew out of it. Wrestling is not something that you grow out of if you have a gay, you know, if you're a gay queer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This woman believes that she is qualified to tell other women in her neighborhood that their sons are not only gay or possibly gay, but they should go over and have a housewarming party with two new gay residents at the Western Estates Homeowners Association there. Her name is Bobby Dooley. The three young men she's referring to are sons of friends of hers, who she says, it's not bad to be gay, my sons aren't, but your sons are, and why don't they go over and have a party with these two new gay guys? As a Homeowners Association president, she can do what she wants in terms of the bylaws, I guess, of the Homeowners Association. Is she qualified to judge whether someone else's son or daughter is gay? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Right, we're back with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a small community of about 35 homes out into the west end of the valley in Los Angeles, but it could be any community. This is the first gay couple that's moved into your neighborhood?
To my knowledge, it is, yeah. But that doesn't mean that we are not sensitive to the needs of gay people. We're very proud to have gays living here. It's an exciting opportunity for us to let people know that we're very much we're in line with gays, and we certainly want them to be a part of our community. And that's why I sat down with Janice.
All right, well, we're talking with Bobby about one of the things we're talking about is with these two new gay residents, you wanted to have a welcoming party for them featuring, you say, gay members of your community. You don't know, I mean, you're assuming that the sons of at least three of your friends are gay because they're into cycling and water polo. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're saying they have unusual, and I'm looking at the a clipping here, the interview that you did, they have unusual interests, cycling, gymnastics, swimming, and water polo. Aren't there a lot of straight kids that are into swimming and water polo?
I don't know, Phil. I'm just saying that it is not something my boys are into and a lot of the other very straight boys that I know. There's nothing wrong with being gay, and I tried to explain that to Janice. I went to her home early this week as a way of trying to make peace with her, and I said, Janice, I want to sit down with you and tell you something. If your son is a queer, or is a gay, and I shouldn't have said queer, but, you know, the show's called Queer Eye for a Straight Guy and Queer as Folk. You know,
no, I know the shows are called that, but to sit down with a woman and say your son's a queer sounds negative.
I don't understand why.
Well, even though the show says queer is queer eye, a queer is sounds a little vituperative to me.
Well, I sat down with her anyway, and I said, Janice, listen to me. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. I'm also the president of the parent-teacher organization. You've got a 17-year-old, 18-year-old son, Eric. I think he just turned 18. Who is spending an inordinate amount of time in the cycling club at school with other boys on the water polo team. Very unusual pursuits. Gymnastics. These kinds of things, I think, can be healthy. Volleyball, beach volleyball, they can be healthy if the boy is clinically diagnosed as queer. But if for whatever reason, you're trying to say he's not, it could be unhealthy. And it,
well, you're going over to a woman's house and saying basically, hi, your son's queer.
No, I am not doing that.
Well, you're basically saying that, look, hey, your son, he plays water polo, he's into beach volleyball, and why don't you and have him and his other friends go over and have some gay party with your two new gay residents?
That is what I'm suggesting, yes.
Well, what if these young men just refuse? Say, look, I don't want to be involved in that.
Well, it's an opportunity, Phil, for us to identify other young people in our neighborhood who are gay and who could be good at liaisoning gay residents who come into the neighborhood. And that way, I think we can really... So what I'm trying to do, really, is outreach to all the parents. And if your kid is a queer... And I shouldn't say...
Let me just give you... Don't say, is your kid a queer? Just...
Well, if your kid is a queer gay, or however you want to say it, we can use them to show other businesses and other residences that we do accept queer... that we accept gays and queers. We accept all kinds. Gays, queers, lesbians, everything.
At your Western Estates?
Yes.
You truly don't see that, or understand that you're being insensitive. The email that I got...
No, I don't think I'm being insensitive at all, Phil.
All right, well, the email that I got from Ms. Greeley, Ms. Weisbach, and Ms. Eisenberg is that you have repeatedly gone to their homes to talk to them about their, quote, queer sons and how they could help introduce the neighborhood to Eric and Jim, and that they have politely declined, and you keep insisting.
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. And
well, if you're the president of the Homeowners Association, what does that mean exactly? That means what? That means
I can, when I need to, tell them the things I need.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get into some phone calls here. Here is Ann. Go ahead, Ann. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, what I want to say to this lady, first of all, I think you're wrong about going to this lady and telling her that her kids are queer because of what kind of activities they participate in. I'm in Georgia. We have a lot of boys that are wrestlers and gymnastics and some of the best athletes in the state of Georgia, and they're not gay.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, that's
how do I know they're not gay?
Yes.
Because I had a guy that lived two doors down from me and went to high school with my children, played football, very masculine guy, and he was a champion wrestler, and he also plays water polo, by the way.
Well, how do you
know
that?
And guess what?
Yes.
He's getting married. He's getting married.
The governor of New Jersey was married, too, and, ooh, gotcha. How do you like me now?
Honey, you can't put specifications on people because you think they are.
And I'm simply saying to you that
if you want these people to join your neighborhood, why don't you put on the party and invite them?
The queers get married all the time. And the fact...
Could we not use the word queer?
Hey, my best friend is a gay.
Okay.
My best friend is a gay.
And they get married a lot. They get married a lot. You know that. I mean, the governor of New Jersey has just come out and said he's gay. The man was married with children. I don't think it's a negative, Ann, and I think you need to get over the problem you have with gay people.
But you're trying to put us... You're trying
to
put something on everybody, and that's not true.
Look, are you gay?
No.
Am I gay? No, I'm married with two children, and I'm very happily married and have been for 25 years. But the guy that's the vice president of my organization that I'm very involved in is gay.
Well, I went down to
And one of the nicest men I've ever met, by the way.
Well, I live in Los Angeles. We have a very large gay...
Oh, wait a minute. Atlanta's got a big gay community. It's got one of the biggest in the country, in fact.
We have the biggest gay parade in the United States.
Well, in West Hollywood, we have one of the largest gay queer marches that I think I know about, and I went down...
But this is not about people being gay. This is about you putting a label on people because of what they participate in or if they have tendencies.
Oh, no. Well, there's nothing wrong with... And you got to get over the fact that you may not be comfortable with
gay
people.
I don't agree with you, lady. I don't disagree with the fact that you're gay.
She said her best friend is gay.
Well,
I don't disagree with the gays. I disagree with you putting a label on people.
Do you disagree with queer? The idea
of
queer.
Do I disagree with it?
Yes.
You know, that doesn't really enter into this.
All right. When you say...
And I have no trouble at all watching Ellen or any of these shows. Do you? No. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. The next thing I want to ask is this. If a young man has an inordinate interest in water polo, is he walking around wearing the shorts well after practice? This is an indication.
Of what?
Of
that
what?
He's a...
Of his queer gayness.
I'm sorry, but I'm
right.
not getting your point
yeah.
on that.
And I thank you for your call. We're going to keep exploring this with Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She believes some of her friends' sons are gay and would be perfect at welcoming two new gay residents. However, her friends disagree. Their sons are not gay, and Bobby says, well, it doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with being queer gay. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association with us on this Thursday night to talk about the fact that two new gay residents have moved in. Are these men, I guess, committed? Are they married?
I don't know if Eric and Jim are married, Phil, but they are gay and they're living in our community, and we wanted to put together a welcoming for them.
Yeah, but you wanted to do this with some sons of women that you know who you think these men are gay. And
Phil, I simply went to Janice and I said, if you won't accept my evaluation of your children, how can you accept my leadership as the Homeowners Association president? Phil,
I don't know why you would say, hey, your sons are gay, therefore they should do with this party.
So let me tell you something. Queer, you know, the queer gays have something called gaydar. And I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes, I've heard of that. Where you can tell if someone's gay.
Yes. I really think I have that, and I'll tell you why. My father was in the Navy and spent a lot of time in a lot of different cities. When I was a little girl, he would often, when we were driving around in the car, say, well, that one's, there's a fag, the words they used then, I know it sounds cruel.
It sounds cruel and it sounds crude.
Well, no, it really wasn't. It was simply Dad. There was a street, 124th Street in Long Beach, which was known as, the homo district down there. And Daddy would say, there's one, there's a queer. And from that, I picked up a sensibility for, and I said to Janice, I said, your son is as gay, honestly, Janice, your son is as gay as any one of the ones that Daddy and I used to see on 124th. And if you can accept that,
do you hear what you're saying? Your son is as gay as any of the ones we saw on 124th. This can only be taken as a negative.
That's what she has to get over. And I told her, you really have to get less homophobic. You have to get less homophobic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby.
Okay, first of all, as a parent of an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old son, whose orientation is really none of my business to begin with, and a
younger
sister, excuse me,
you're very wrong about that.
Excuse me, be quiet.
and a sister to two older avowed homosexual brothers. I don't know what your problem is, why you feel that you have to stick your nose into somebody's business. Why can't you just figure that everybody's going to blend? Why are you making such a big deal out of this? This reminds me of back in the 60s where people would say, oh, gee, some of my best friends are black people.
Well, no,
you know
very
what I
exciting.
Think about? You're being very, patronizing,
exciting.
And you need to get your head out of your butt and mind your own business.
May I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's very exciting to have the queer moving into our neighborhood.
Well, I don't think it's any of your business, no matter what.
Well, I want them to feel welcome. I want them to feel welcome, and that's why we wanted to have...
They're not going to feel welcome with you sticking your nose in there and insinuating that your friends' sons are, because that is none of your business.
It's not a negative thing. It's not a negative thing to be gay. It's not a negative thing to be gay.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Oh, I think you are intimating that. You're intimating that it's very bad.
No, I am not.
You're screaming and yelling.
I am intimating that you are very ignorant and stupid to be even on this show spreading such lies
and
such hate.
Oh, my God. I am not spreading hate. That is horrible to say.
Interactions. I am a teacher, for God's sake. I know more about social interactions than you will ever know in your entire life.
You know something, Joan? With all your doing... With all due respect,
lying.
You're a teacher and you speak that way? Did she hang up?
Hello, Joan, are you there? Yeah, I think she did.
You know, Joan, I know you're still listening, and I think you're frigid. I think you're a virgin.
Ms. Dooley?
No, I can't.
Yeah, so she's a bit angry.
It's on. No woman speaks to me like that and then hangs up. I am accustomed to getting the last word as the Homeowners Association president, and for her not to allow me the last word.
Well, the lady was angry, and she hung up. It's a talk show. It happens.
Well, if she thinks for 1 minute, because she has two sons, and their orientation is none of her business, what's she doing ironing all of those water polo shorts for? Thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Viola on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Viola. It's our second Viola tonight. Go ahead, dear.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to tell your guests that I am the president of a homeowners association.
Oh, thank God. So you understand what I'm up against.
I'm in San Diego, and we have two gay couples that have moved in and bought condos where we live.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, I think it's great, but I want to tell you something. I feel that as the president of the Homeowners Association, you overstepped your bounds by going to these parents. I don't think that you had that right representing the Homeowners Association.
Well, what we want to do, Viola, as I'm sure you do, is make the queers feel welcome. And
well, you don't say queers. I don't like the word, okay?
I don't think that you're right by saying what you're saying.
We're trying to make
you
them
can
feel,
make those... They are people just like you and I. You can make them feel welcome by going and introducing yourself and saying welcome to the neighborhood.
But what
to
about
go
this?
To these parents, I think you are wrong to go to these mothers and put a label on their children.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious. The boys have
but
very
that isn't
unusual
your place.
Tastes.
But it, okay, are you going to say that because Lance Armstrong rides a bicycle, he's gay?
I
this
think
is what
there
you're saying.
I have a suspicion that Sheryl Crow is just one of many escorts that he is.
I think you
married.
Have.
Oh, come on.
I think you have a very narrow mind. You're saying that you watch a gay show and that make you know everything. I think you're wrong.
Well, Viola,
and number two, by going to these parents, you put a label on those children and their children, and you put a label on them, and you could damage these children for the rest of their life.
Well,
do you realize
not,
that?
How could you damage someone by... It's not negative.
By putting a label on those children...
It's not negative.
That might not be correct.
It's not a negative. It's a positive.
You put a label on them...
Gay.
...without them being able to defend themselves.
Defend against
you've
what?
You've labeled them.
Against what?
Anybody's
oh,
mind.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
Anybody
because
else
you
there.
Think that being gay is bad. Diana,
you're absolutely incorrect.
Let me educate
because
you.
Let me tell you
gay
something.
People are normal.
I have a
they're
degree in
like
sociology.
Us. They have
wait a minute.
Just like
don't
we
you
do.
Tell me that I say
and
that it's
you,
wrong.
I know that you're small-minded, but you need to expand
you
your
know
vision.
Something, lady?
And
if I was those parents, I'd sue
I'm
you
very,
to death.
I'm very with it when it comes to gays.
No,
you
you're
need,
not.
You need
no,
to get
you're
educated.
Not, because if you were with it,
I'm
you would never have done what you did.
I'm
if
with
you
it.
Were with it.
Young people know that I'm with it.
What do you mean you're
you
with
know,
it?
No, you're not. You think because you watch a show, it makes you with it. I have a degree
I was
in
watching,
sociology.
I was watching Queer Eye before anybody.
I don't care. I specialize in working with gentlemen that have AIDS, and I've done a lot of work with the Hillcrest community.
And I bet you hated
Diego.
It every step of the way. You hated
I
it, didn't
loved
you?
It. It was the best thing I ever did in my life.
I think it's very dishonest to hate the very people you profess to be helping.
You know something?
You know what?
I think that you need a shrink.
You know something, sister?
You're
this
the person that's
been. I'm with it. I'm with it. And you're not.
No, you're not. Because
yes,
if you
I
were
am.
With it, if you were with it, you would never have gone to these moms.
Okay, how come I got
did.
An invitation to the GLAAD Awards? Did you?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I
oh
don't
my
even
God.
Know what that is, but that has nothing to do with what you've done.
The GLAAD Awards, Viola, if I can jump into the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation is an organization, and they have awards for, I don't know why you would get an invitation, Bobby. I mean, the things you're saying tonight are so tacitly homophobic.
I wouldn't see that
how,
they could invite you.
How dare you?
I do work
you?
With the Gay and Lesbian Center in San Diego, and I've done a lot of volunteer work for them. And I have been invited to different functions, so I am
well,
known in the gay community. So
when did you start watching Queer Eye? Just out of curiosity.
I've never had to watch it.
Okay, see, I started
I worked
watching
with the
it
gay
right
community.
When it came out. Right when it came out.
But that's good that you watch a show. But I work with the gay community.
Well, I'm going
I
to.
I don't need to watch the show.
Look, it. I think it's unusual for you to be defending young men. I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay, but these young men, the biathlon. Engaging in these strange events, target practice, things that are very borderline queer. I'm going to meet Melissa Etheridge.
Well, good for you.
So?
But that doesn't mean anything.
Do you fly the gay rainbow flag at your clubhouse? No, we do. Thank you.
That
I look
doesn't
at Ms.
mean
Dooley.
Anything.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't mean anything. We have our neighbors. They
know.
Fly it on their day. We go to the gay pride
time, Bobby.
Parade.
It's going in one ear now.
It's just going in one
exactly.
ear now. The other for you, Viola. You just don't know. I'm
no,
very with it when
I
it comes to queers. And you know,
you're
sir,
100%
oh, you don't know anything. You know what? I'm going to meet Melissa Etheridge, and I like now for her. I change from croissants to muffins. But I would tell you.
Oh, will you knock it off, Viola? Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Very, very good series of comments that you made.
Definitely.
And
if I
can I ask the lady? Can I ask the lady a question? Do you know who Richard Simmons is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you are lying.
Who the Listen, hell doesn't lady. Know who Richard Simmons is?
Everybody knows who he is.
I knew he was queer, though. Did you?
Of course, everyone does. But so what? What does that mean?
I don't think you're being. I think you're lying. I think you're lying through your face.
You know what?
You know what? You're very
moms,
rude. You're very rude.
I hope those mothers get together and sue you for libel, because that's what you need. And the board, the Homeowners Association, should have the presidency.
Do you have queer gays? Do you have queer gays living in your neighborhood?
You mean gay
we
people?
We have two couples that bought condos in our condo.
Did you know that Sweatin' to the Oldies was gay?
Yes,
anyway,
but what?
Yeah, Viola, thank you very much. What do you mean it was
you're
gay?
Welcome.
It's very
You're
good.
Welcome,
yeah,
all right.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ms. Dooley, I think you are going to harm those young men just from the standpoint that our society is not as accepting of gay people as you think it is, and it could damage them.
How dare you? We're happy to have queers living here. And
listen to you. You sound like one of these people that all of a sudden, you know, yesterday you would have beat them up, and today, since there's a hit show featuring queers, as you say, now you're all down with gay folks. I bet you hang out in their nightclubs and dance with them because the men are so gallant and don't hassle you. Is that right? Is that it?
What, are you reading my mail? Listen, Phil, I happen to be what is called GA, Gay Allied. All right, so I'm allied with gays, but I'm not. I'm a GA, all right? I am what is called HF, homo-friendly.
Yeah! Bobby Dooley is a sick, twisted pile of you-know-what. That's very adult of me, isn't it? And she'll be back next week with more of her report from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We got a couple of queers living here now. You guys watching that Queer Eye, Queer as Folk, the L Word, Will and Grace? It's all the rage now, man. Are you DWQ down with queers? All right. It's happening, baby. It's happening. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt plug with legs.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, I'm finished with the interview. I don't know what it is that you want to say.
I just simply wanted to say that I am L.A.
What is L.A.?
I'm lesbian affiliated. And
yeah, okay, so you're a friend to the gay person.
Yes, I'm a dyke buddy. In fact, we're having our first meeting of Dyke Buddies, Westlake chapter. And
thank you very much. I got to get going.
Can I get the phone number?
For what? Dyke Buddies, Westlake chapter?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
It's.
Thank you. Dyke Buddies, Westlake chapter. Bobby Dooley, call her up. She's probably in the book under Dyke Buddy. All right, or maybe it's under Lesbian Affiliate. I don't know. Anyway, 1-800. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want anybody to think that. You see. It is hip. She's got one thing straight. It is hip to know gay people. Now, you realize where we've come from? How can you say things ain't gotten a little bit better in the world? I mean, 100 years ago, hanging around with gay folks, you got beat up. At best. Now, we got TV shows about them. We got black folks on TV. Not enough, probably, but. Excuse me, did I just belch? I got to tell you, I had two fantastic albacore tuna sandwiches, and they're coming back up a little bit. No, but the world is a much better place. At least America is a better place, and that's really a testament to the country. As cynical as people want to be,
I can smell it.
Smell what?
Your belch.
Well, I'm very sorry about that, bud.
It's very crude.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that, dude.
Where'd you get it?
Whole Foods.
Smells pretty good.
Yeah, it was an albacore tuna sandwich. Go over and get one.
Get tabbouleh, too?
Can I finish doing the hour here, and I'll tell you what I got. I had two things of tabbouleh and two tuna sandwiches. Yes. To all of that, yes.
Jeez.
So how can you say things aren't getting better when we have TV shows on about gay folks? But there is kind of this hip credibility to knowing gay people now, right? And if you have gay friends, it's cool to say that you do, just like, you know, black folks are in my life. Do you remember that website, Black People Like Us? Oh, my God, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. These two white folks had a website, Joey and Trudy, this couple, and all of their black friends. And the website's called Black People Like Us, and it shows them dancing with black people and eating dinner with them. And in other words, yeah, and they're wagging the finger and doing like the Harlem Shuffle or whatever. And all of a sudden, what might have been a social taboo is now very desirable. And so there's going to be more and more people like Bobby Dooley sticking their ugly faces up and saying things like, oh, wow, we have gay queers living here. You know, they don't even know the right terminology, whatever. All right, next hour, Tom Laidlaw is a weatherman, and Tom is going to be reporting from the Florida Panhandle and the Keys as he tracks Hurricane Charlie and Tropical Storm Bonnie. How's he going to do that when they're several hundred miles apart? I don't know. But he'll be with us next hour. We'll also have Jeff Dowder's Olympic Thoughts coming up next hour, which will be scary, and tomorrow night, it's Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills Restaurant. Monday night, the Tim Robbins Report. Mr. Robbins will be with us, the famous Hollywood actor, and he'll report on the latest reason why America is nothing more than a horrific Nazi hellhole. Tuesday, Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 report as we lead up to the elections of 2004 and we further swirl down into the Nazi toilet we live in. So that's all coming up here on Phil Hendry's America. No, but really, it's a wild place, man. It's a good place. America, it's a good place. I like it here. Speaking of gay, did you hear that Jeff Garcia, the Cleveland Browns, is? I'm joking. But that's what Terrell Owens said. Terrell Owens, never a guy who was or were, never a guy who had the highest level of social grace, shall we say. Terrell Owens is interviewed in Playboy magazine, and he says, yeah, Garcia's gay. He says, if it looks like a rat and smells like a rat, it's a rat. Garcia responded by saying, I'm not gay, and it's a waste of my time to have to answer such a ridiculous, untrue question. And the two guys didn't get along with here in San Francisco. Owens a wideout, and Garcia is a quarterback. Fact is, if you were gay, you wouldn't say it, Garcia. There's plenty of gay guys in the NFL. They're not going to say that they're gay. It's bad to be gay in the NFL. Isn't that right, Terrell? Or Terrell? Because that's about as gay a name as I've ever heard. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-